Worship Night in Columbus is coming up real soon. It's going to be a great opportunity to bring all of your friends, all your family together in one place to worship as community. So this is Keith and Sheila in the morning here on Bridge FM. And joining us in the studio is Jacob Foster from Columbus Collective. Hey, Jacob, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And now tell us a little bit about Worship Night in Columbus. What's it all about?
Yeah, so Worship Night in Columbus was originally formed a few years back by a group of friends, you know, that we said, hey, let's see what it looks like to have worship grow as a culture in Columbus. We've each got our own churches. We were spread out across a number of different churches, but we loved worship music and we loved to see God praised. So out of that, we said, hey, let's pull this together. Let's put a group together and let's have an event that's not tied to a specific church. What we'd find is, hey, one church could do an event or another church could do an event, but there's always these barriers of, I'm not going to another church's event, even though most of the time we all agree on far more than we disagree.
Right.
So what it opens the door for then is it's non-church affiliated. It's just the Big C Church. It's just Christ affiliated. So what that lets us do then is have this event once a year that everyone can come together. And it's so fun to see dozens and dozens of churches in the same room and getting to praise God together.
It also sounds like a really great place to invite somebody that's not comfortable maybe going to church with you, but this sounds like a perfect opportunity to invite somebody.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, where sometimes we see the church building can be a barrier and we want to break down those barriers everywhere we can, this can be that first step in the door. This can be that first moment for people to say, hey, maybe this is a taste of what Christian community looks like and maybe there is more unity in this and maybe people fight less than I thought they did. And all right, let's talk about Sunday morning now. Right. So we really don't see a worship night as a replacement for a Sunday morning experience. Yeah. We see it as an extension and an opportunity to bring people into that first experience.
And I think it's all ages, too. I mean, some people may think, oh, it's young people that just go or something like that. But you really have everybody there.
Oh, absolutely. So we've got two bands that play, mm-hmm. New Heart Worship and Columbus Collective. And Columbus Collective alone, we've got a 20-year spread just in the band.
Oh,
from
nice.
Our youngest member is 2021. Our oldest members are in their early 40s. And then beyond that, we do choir events and we'll have all ages participating in the choir from late elementary schoolers to seniors. So the whole goal there is to make an event that everyone can participate. It's a contemporary styled worship, but there'll be moments of woven in hymns and familiar songs of the faith. It'll be a really great experience for kind of the whole spectrum.
So what else happens at Worship Night in Columbus?
So some of the other things that will take place is you're going to see a lot of different ministry partners that come together out in the main lobby of that North Auditorium. And those ministry partners, that is a chance for them to meet with the community, for people to see the work God is doing through a lot of different organizations. Some of those will be churches. Some of them will be other non-church affiliated Christian ministries.
Radio ministries.
Radio ministries, absolutely. And then we usually have a keynote sponsor ministry. So like this year we have OMS out of Seymour is going to be a keynote ministry that we're working with and helping support them and launch them forward. So it also gives us a really good opportunity to partner alongside and not only raise some funds, which there's opportunities for that, but also raise awareness. So people know, hey, here's what God is doing. And maybe my heart gets pulled in that direction. Maybe I want to partner with what they're doing and be a part of it.
Yeah, exactly. And one way you can do that is when you go online, reserve your tickets. They're free. And then you can also make a donation that way. And there'll be opportunity that night to make donation if you want to. But of course, it's totally free. Come worship with the whole community.
Yeah, when you see that buy tickets link, click it. There's not a cost there. There's just an opportunity to donate to ministries. We really are just trying to get a gauge. Trying to keep the fire marshal from coming after us, right? So we've got to have a gauge of how many people are coming in. This year, we're going to have some refreshment vendors and food vendors. People have gone, hey, I kind of need a snack in between, right? So it's also a really good tool for us to let them know what's coming and let them prepare. So we're just really excited to see everybody.
Can't wait. This is November 8th at Columbus North High School Auditorium. And you can get more information on our website at thebridgefm.org or at worshipnightcolumbus.org. We've had Jacob Foster with Columbus Collective with us this morning here on Bridge FM. Jacob, thank you so much for dropping by.
Hey, thanks for having me, everybody.